A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Jesus said to his disciples, "He who obeys the commandments he has from me is the man who loves me, and he who loves me will be loved by my Father. I too will love him and reveal myself to him." Judas, not Judas Iscariot, said to him, "Lord, why is it that you will reveal yourself to us and not to the world?" Jesus answered, "Anyone who loves me will be true to my word, and my Father will love him. We will come to him and make our dwelling place with him. He who does not love me does not keep my words, yet the word you hear is not mine. It comes from the Father who sent me. This much I have told you while I was still with you. The Paraclete, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, will instruct you in everything and remind you of all that I have told you." The Gospel of the Lord. When I look back on my childhood, I can never recall a time that my parents raised a voice to me. I'm sure there must have been some time in which they did, because I know I wasn't a perfect child. But what I do remember is that I wanted to obey them and follow their directions, because I couldn't stand to disappoint them. They showed so much love to me and to my sister that if I did something wrong, all they had to do was look sad, and I would feel immediate remorse for whatever I had done. It was a discipline based on a mutual love, love of a parent to child and child to parent. Like the radical relationship that Jesus revealed to the world when he taught his disciples to pray, "Our Father." God revealed in so many ways throughout history, and now the ultimate revelation through his Son, that we too are his sons and daughters, that we are loved unconditionally, and that we have the freedom to love God back as he loves us. Anybody who receives my commandments and keeps them will be the one who loves me, and anybody who loves me will be loved by my Father, and I shall love him and show myself to him. What an amazing gift! We will see Christ. He will reveal himself to us if we receive his commandments and keep them. Not keeping them because of fear of punishment, but because we love him. I never feared my parents. I could see how they loved me. I knew they would never hurt me. Not everyone in the world is so blessed, but Christ has promised this loving parent-to-child relationship to all who see his commandments, not as a set of arbitrary rules, but as an opportunity to know the fullness of life. His commandments aren't stumbling blocks to keep us from eternal life, but rather gateways to enter ever closer to our Father. They are guidelines and expectations that make it possible to have the mind of Christ. And the more we follow them, the more our will match the will of our Father, who always wants what's best for us, and who has promised that as we keep his commandments, he will dwell within us. When his disciple asked him, "Why are you revealing this only to us and not to the world?" Jesus doesn't specifically answer that question, but he goes on to emphasize that he and the Father will dwell in those who keep his commandments. Maybe he was just trying to get his disciples to see that he had already answered the question. His revelation to them was for the world as well. It was up to the world to be able to see the big reveal. And in turn, it was up to his disciples to pass on the revelation. They had walked intimately with the Lord throughout his ministry. They had shared his trials and triumphs. Now he was sharing with them his last meal and his last words. And how would the world know if the disciples didn't pass it on? As they saw their world crumble about them, with Jesus being crucified, and then being persecuted as they revealed Christ's resurrection to an unbelieving world, how was it possible to keep his commandments in the face of it all? How do we in our time keep his commandments when we face moral and ethical questions from an evolving world society that is so different from Jesus' time. We must, as the disciples did, go back to our time of intimacy with the Lord, to coming to know him through his word. Our Lord gave us the gift of calling God Father. As a child of God, immersed in his word and in prayer, we can feel when our will is not right with the Lord. We can look to church teachings to check our actions. We can rely on the support of our community to keep us on the Lord's path. Our Lord said he would never leave us alone. He would dwell within us and send his Spirit to help us. How blessed we are.